We will have more on COVID-19 in our second hour, including a reporter joining us to talk about the conversation at that COVID-19 vaccination advisory panel to the FDA. They're hearing all the testimony about Moderna's vaccine, the second one in the pipeline. We'll hear what sorts of questions were asked and what is being discussed about Moderna, which earlier this week the FDA said showed a high effectiveness rate and that it was generally safe to be administered. But this advisory panel has an important role too, and they're exercising that today. So we'll hear more about that. But I want to spend this next few minutes talking about great mispronunciations. We've all experienced it where we've mispronounced a word, someone corrected, and it's like, well, I never knew it was pronounced that way. Maybe even go to check it up to make sure that we were wrong about it. But, you know, sometimes it's years that we may be mispronouncing a word only to discover it well into its use. But for public figures, those come-to moments can happen very publicly.
So why are these woodlands so attractive to penguins? Penguins. Crested penguins.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
Happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka.
That was Benedict Cumberbatch with his creative ways of pronouncing penguins. And that was TV chef Nigella Lawson with the creative microwave pronunciation. And the great Smokey Robinson, who was doing a personalized greeting through Cameo, through that platform. And so he was reading Hanukkah with the C at the beginning of the word and thinking, this is something he had never seen before. What is this? It's very funny. And a chance for us to hear what mispronunciations we ourselves have used only to be corrected and those that we've heard other people with creative pronunciations of. Kamal in La Habra, thanks so much. What word have you either used or heard mispronounced?
Yes, thank you, Larry. It's about turmeric. You know, turmeric is used for centuries, and I have a small business, so I myself call turmeric, but my clients all over LA either pronounce it turmeric or turmeric.
Do you bother correcting them at your farmer's market location?
No, I don't. That's kind of insulting, and actually, very interestingly, I myself started calling turmeric. And my 10-year-old son pointed out, he said, Mom, if you follow them, you know, it's not right. You should call the right way. It's okay.
You're the expert. That's funny. Kamal, thank you so much. Kamal in La Habra, turmeric, all right, or turmeric, 866-893-KPECC. Or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Hey, John writes on the page, I grew up in a household where no one had much formal education, but I was a voracious reader. So I would read words like segue and have no idea that they were how they were pronounced, but I understood the meaning and usage. It wasn't until I was a doctoral student I learned it was segue, not segue. That's Hey John writing on the Air Talk page, 866-893-KPECC, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. RTB writes, my mother and another person I know both pronounced the word wash as warsh with a strong R sound. I recall saying to my mother long ago, how do you spell wash? I thought this might have been an Eastern pronunciation, but my mother grew up in Santa Barbara County, the other in L.A. County, had a girlfriend who pronounced milk as melk. I like to kid her about that one. That's RTB writing on the Air Talk page. One of my grandmothers used that pronunciation, Warsh, and in fact would call the city Washington. I have no idea where that came from. My grandmother grew up in the Pacific Northwest and in Los Angeles, and I don't know what kind of regionalism would cause that. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page. Beverly in Pacific Palisades said a recent Wait, Don't Tell Me show had a panelist reading a story and kept pronouncing the word as tortoise instead of tortoise. All right. 866-893-KPECC. This isn't to make fun of anyone because we've all done it. It's just to share how you can do it. Like Segway is a great example. If you never heard anyone in your world ever say that word, I don't think I ever heard anyone use it until I got into radio. Then how would you know how to pronounce it? 866-893-KPCC. Jimmy in Long Beach, good to have you with us.
Yes, it irritates me as an English major, but one of my coworkers will never say the word miscellaneous. He always pronounces it miscellaneous. And I corrected him one time, and he just gave me a sideways kind of smirk and then continued on. And we use the word at our work all the time, and it's always miscellaneous with him.
Now, do you think it's intentional? Since you mentioned it and he smiled at you, do you think he's just having fun with it?
I do, but it really aggravates. It really, really aggravates. Now, I feel like he uses it even more if I'm working alongside with him.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Miscellaneous or miscellaneous. We have Cheryl B. said, I've heard many on the radio, even on Air Talk. She says, pronounce the word frustration instead of frustration. This is wildly frustrating to me, a proofreader and editor. I haven't heard that, Cheryl B. I have to pay more attention to that. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's see. Anna in Beverly Hills, what word have you or someone else mispronounced?
Herb. It drives me crazy. It has an H and it's herb, but everybody says herb. And for the longest time, I had no idea what anybody was talking about.
Well, what's funny is here in the United States, I don't know about the UK, but in the US, the first pronunciation for herb is without the H being pronounced, herb. But if you're talking about something that kills weeds, for example, it's called a herbicide. Isn't that funny? Now, why wouldn't it be an herbicide? Why is it a herbicide is the proper way with the H? But I didn't know that Brits pronounce the H on herb until I saw the Great British Baking Show, Anna. That's where I found that out.
And it's H-E, not H-U. You know, that's the other thing.
Okay, say it as you would typically say the word.
Herb.
Herb, okay. Yeah. Not herb, but herb. Okay.
One is wada, W-A-D-A, and it's actually water. So that's another one.
Wava, all right. Thanks, Anna. Good to have you with us in Beverly Hills. 866-893-KPECC. Christine in Long Beach, you have one that you used to mispronounce, is that right?
Yes, I was learning how to cook. I think I was maybe 8 or 10 years old. And and I looked at this word, and it was like, what is this? Mom, what does sayute mean? And it was saute, but it was spelled S-A-U-T-E. I'm like, it's sayute, right? And she just laughed. Oh, my goodness.
That's funny. And the liquid thing that you put over something in a dish is sayuse, right? Christine, thank you. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Gina in Eagle Rock has a good one, which I'm embarrassed to say I didn't learn until later in life. So she's going to share that one. And Evan in University Park, we got some good ones coming in. What mispronunciations have you used or others in your world? And how did you find out, or did you tell the other person you heard it? Did you correct the person or not? 866-893-KPCC. We'll be back in 1 minute. So good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about alternative pronunciations This brought to the fore by some very recent fun examples, TV chef Nigella Lawson having a very creative way of pronouncing microwave. It wasn't even one syllable, but every syllable was customized in her pronunciation. The great Smokey Robinson seeing, apparently for the first time, Hanukkah spelled with a C at the beginning of it, thought this was some other holiday he'd never heard of called Chanukah. So that was a fun one. And we also played at the outset Benedict Cumberbatch, who was narrating a documentary about penguins, and I lost track of how many different ways he pronounced that word in the film. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Gina in Eagle Rock, good to have you with us. What mispronunciation have you heard?
Thank you. People of Los Angeles, please. The word is tamal, singular. The word plural is tamales, but there is no such word as tamale.
Yeah.
So please stop saying that. I've just even seen it on a sign.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. So.
Well, that's where those of us that grew up in L.A., Gina, that's where we learned about it, because on restaurant menus, on Americanized Mexican restaurant menus, that's how they put it. So we grew up with it incorrect like that. It wasn't until I met my wife, a Latina, that I found out I'd been totally wrong.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, Gina, thank you. And just one of many things she's taught me over the years. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Beth in Santa Monica. Beth, what mispronunciation have you heard a lot of?
Well, this is really a question. I have heard people use the word integral, whereas I think it's integral.
I say it like you do, but I haven't looked it up. Natalie, our line producer, would you look up integral and see if, and maybe both are correct. Integral, is that how you said the other one was, Beth?
Well, that's how I've heard people say it.
Almost like integrity, pronounced with the same emphasis on that syllable. Beth, we'll look that up, but I say integral, as you do. 866-893-KPECC, but that means nothing that I say it that way. 866-893-KPECC. Sherwin in Sierra Madre, you want to bring up what really is an alternate pronunciation. It's not right or wrong, but go right ahead.
So I grew up in, I lived in Ohio for a long time, and instead of saying roof, they would say roof, and wolf was woof. So it's very interesting to hear that, because I wasn't used to that. So just a kind of weird regional.
Yeah, and there are a number of examples of those sorts of regional pronunciation differences, like roof and roof. Sherwin, thanks so much. Appreciate it. But in that case, the alternate is acceptable, as I understand it. But yeah, that's another one. You wonder what led to that regionalism. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Vivian in Sherman Oaks, the mispronunciation you've heard a lot of.
So the one that drives me crazy is nuclear.
Yes.
And even with, I heard one of the presidents, it might have been Bush, said nuclear, and he has the code for the nuclear.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean he doesn't know how to operate the code, so that he can't pronounce it, but I know what you're saying. Yeah, nuclear it almost became an alternate wrong pronunciation. It was so common to hear people say that instead of nuclear. You had another one that you wanted to bring up?
Sandwich. Sandwich. I don't know. I it might have been that I was born in Canada, so we always said sandwich, and then lots of pronunciations like that are different.
All right, thanks, Vivian. 866-893-KPCC. Natalie Chudnovsky found the authoritative pronunciation. It is integral, just like our listener said, not integral. 866-893-KPCC. Let's talk with Evan in University Park. Evan, what pronunciations have you heard mangled?
Yeah, I've got actually two strange ones. And the my brothers and I, the three of us, we all figured out recently that we all say it, and so we don't know which parent we got it from. But it's the past tense of when, and then it's the plural of woman. And I figured this out in high school. I remember saying something along the lines of the woman won the competition. And I remember my friends were like, what did you just say? Like, what? And I, yeah.
So you carried over the pronunciation. All right, Evan, thanks. 866-893-KPCC. Vince says, I've heard voila read as voila. And seen it written as voila with a W, 866-893-KPECC, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. RTB writes, you can't expect Americans to correctly pronounce Spanish words. How about the word Nevada? I think residents pronounce it different from those who speak Spanish. In fact, the Nevada Visitors Bureau actually runs with some of their ads a little pronouncer for it, that it's Nevada, not Nevada. Let's see. Nicole writes Jaguar for Jaguar. And in fact, I think it's on the car commercials. They call it Jaguar or something like that, which I suppose is some sort of Britishized pronunciation of it. Let's see. Hilda in Glendale said, I've always said Napoleon ice cream since I was a kid. My kid ended up saying it in school and getting embarrassed, being so mad coming home. Instead of Neapolitan, I was trying to think what Napoleon, because there's a pastry that's a Napoleon, right? So I was getting confused. Let's see. We have others to read on our AirTalk page. Let me just see. Gina writes, one thing has always bothered me is when someone says library instead of library. And sometimes I think that it's a challenge for some people to get their tongue around that, to get that R right after the B in there, and that that's just sort of a challenge. Library is one we hear very, very commonly. Hey, thank you. These are terrific. I appreciate all the examples that we've had from listeners about mispronunciations. A fun time for us to take a little break from the serious news that's going on, which we have a fair amount of coming up next hour. We'll tell you all about that momentarily here on Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC, the KPCC app, or streaming kpcc.org.